No, just recording. Okay, we'll see if it works whenever you're ready.
Thank you guys for coming tonight. It's a little tough with spring sports. Actually, because of, we have games going on, we have swim practice going on in town, and softball had a game over across the other side of Watsonville today. So, but I want to thank you for coming. I'm Mike McKinney, for those who don't know me, I'm the athletic director. We actually have five sports on here for spring, which is one of our busier times of the year. We have baseball, which is back this year. We did not have enough for a team last year, but I've got 16 to 18 guys out there committed. That would be the word to use. Softball, I've got, I think she has 18 playing softball right now. Track is 5, 6, 7 running track, mostly distance runners, which seems to be the norm here. And then we have boys golf, extremely inexperienced, but extremely enthusiastic. So that's been going pretty well. Missing things, softball, baseball, track, golf, swimming. So swimming, actually, you think, hey, we don't have a pool, but we've always had pretty good luck with putting together relationships with other schools. We swam over at Gilroy High for 5 years. We did Hollister a couple of years. The swim coach actually has a relationship with St. Francis, so the kids are going over to St. Francis's pool and swimming every day. So it's working out well. And I think he's got 12 to 14 kids swimming there as well. So spring is definitely our participation number. I mean, you think of a school this size, 320, 330 right now, and we've got close to 100 kids playing sports. So not, I mean, sounds like a small number, but when you look at it as a percentage of the whole, it's pretty good. I'll be brief here with your time. Primarily, as there's a few things we just want to touch base on. All of you should have received one of these student codes. Your child may have already filled one of these out if they played a previous sport, so they don't need to do it again. But we like athletic code on hand so that all of the kids do understand what's expected of them conduct-wise. We have a really good reputation throughout the league and throughout for sportsmanship and behavior at games. We seriously frown on loud behavior, unruly fans, kids acting out on the court, on the field, what have you. I mean, it happened, but it's definitely the exception rather than the norm, and we're proud of that. I've been in this position for 7 years now and was here for 4 years before that just as a parent booster, and it means something. So, you know, I want to let you know, you're at a game, you hear something, you see something that you don't think upholds that standard, by all means, let me know, let Angela know, and we'll stop to it, because I don't see that whatsoever. So, student code, we have a, which is, I'll say that one to last. We need you to be sure to take one of the transportation agreements. The district or the school does not provide transportation. So we rely on parent participation to get kids back into events. If you have not done it, I'm guessing most of you, if you're here, you probably do this. I enjoy it as a parent. I always like knowing where my kid was and getting to know their friends and having fun in the car and stopping to eat after the games and what have you. So please, if you have the opportunity to do so, volunteer as a driver. It doesn't have to necessarily be every game, but your coach will be kind of trying to coordinate this. And it helps out because the coaches are for the most part, it's basically a volunteer coach position for the time that's put in versus the stipend that is paid out. So it's kind of nice for the coach not to have to, oh, I got to come out here and pick up 8 kids and drive them. Help out. It's much appreciated for sure. But we need to have every student sign one of these. If you agree that your student is allowed to jump in a car with another parent to go to the game. So, is that enough? No.
You don't want me on somebody that messed up or
okay. So that's perfectly acceptable. Just understand that then your responsibility is to drive, and hopefully you will allow someone else to ride with you. And that's the reason for these waivers. If you are planning to volunteer to drive, then let us know. We'll give you a form for just where we can get your insurance and driver's license. And the district, I mean, we have insurance for that. We just need to have a record of who it is and what's going on. So is everybody here familiar or at least have some knowledge of how the grading system works as far as eligibility goes? Just in a nutshell, students are required to maintain a 2.0 grade point average, which is basically a C average. Because of the way the grading periods fall during sports, you can have someone who's in, for example, this grading period is not completed until next Friday. So you could have a student who is eligible right now. Come next Friday, they don't make their grades, they won't be allowed to continue with their team because there's no point. The season will practically be over before their grading period. Conversely, you can have someone who is not eligible right now, but we will allow them to practice because why miss out if there's, you know, we want that to be a carrot. And it does serve as that to get kids to bear down and buckle down and take care of business. So they are allowed to practice. They cannot play in games while they're ineligible, but they're allowed to practice. If they become eligible after next Friday, then they would be allowed full participation in that. It is possible to have a 2.0 and have an F. At that point, your student is on probation. And as long as they're above a 2.0, they can have one F. The caveat being that at the end of the next grading period, they cannot have an F again. F in 2 successive grading periods, they're ineligible. 2.0 or not, does not matter. They have to get rid of that F in that class. And most of them do. We rarely have that one happen. Fall sports tend to be the worst offenders for grading issues because their participation in the fall is based on their last grading period from the year before. Kids get, ready to go, ready for school to be out. The weather's nice. I'm not that worried about it then. But I care. Well, it affects them come fall. And most of our sports start games start right at the beginning of school. So it really does. We'll have football players miss 5 games because they're ineligible from the semester before. So it is something that we do watch and try to track, but please help out your students and athlete. Make them aware of that don't wait till the last minute because that's a painful lesson to know, to go through a summer anticipating playing something in the fall and not being missing half the season, essentially. The last part of why we bring you guys together here is money, which I will talk about gently. We get no funding from the district, never have. Don't expect that we ever will. We're not alone in that arena. There are other districts, other school districts that do not contribute to athletics. So we rely entirely on donations and fundraising for funding for athletics. Our booster club helps out immensely. with monies raised through different activities here at the school. They run the snack bars at volleyball and basketball games. They sell the clothing that your kid buys at the beginning of the year for athletics. There are a number of other fundraising activities throughout the year that help to backstop what we try to raise through a donation. Being a public school, we are not allowed to charge pay to play. We cannot require kids to pay or parents to pay to participate, but we do ask for a donation first for it to help offset a minimal amount of the expenses involved. The bulk of our expenses are league fees and referees. And if you need a side job, basketball games pay basketball per ref. We pay $75 to $85 per game. If we play three levels of basketball in a night, two refs, we essentially have a $500 bill.
And we don't make that indoor.
And we rarely will bring that in indoor in gate for the night. So it is essential that we get outside donations, company donations. We will do a fundraiser 2-3 times a year, raising money for athletics. We've got a barbecue probably coming up here by the end of the month, 1st of April.
Friday for ladies, the
VSLU. Oh, is that this Friday?
Okay. Friday the 13th.
Oh.
I'll bring a flyer in.
Okay.
We're talking about boosters. She's the Booster Club president. Thank you, Sherry, for everything. I'll go grab
it. So yeah, we do have opportunities for fundraising. Maybe you work for a company that is willing to donate. Hey, how can I help out? What could we do? Money services. I just had dirt donated to put on the warning track on the baseball field. I'm going looking. I just made a call today. I need $1,200 worth of clay for the baseball field. So it's just different things. Maybe you work for a company that has something that could be donated. Or when we do a barbecue, hey, I'll donate the chicken, or I'll work at Earthbound. We get our lettuce from Earthbound for salads, things like that. So anything can help. What we ask per sports, baseball, softball, $120. Track and field and swim are $70. Now you ask why they're less expensive and golf is because there are no referees for those sports. So basically what we're trying to do with that is cover league fees. Every single sport, we pay three, now four layers of fees for each sport. We pay the state, which is the CIF, California Interscholastic Federation. That's the governing body for the sports for the state of California. We pay the CCS, which is the section that we belong to, runs from South San Francisco down to Monterey County line, south of here. We pay to the Pacific Coast Athletic League, which is our league. For those of you who don't know, we are in what's called the PCAL, or the Pacific Coast Athletic League. There are 33 schools within our league, and the reason it's so big is so that we've gone back and forth about this. We used to have two different leagues here. It's for competitive equity because in almost, there is generally every school has some sport that is not strong as others, and they don't always play at the upper level in every sport every season. So while San Benito may have 3,800 kids, up until recently, we were in the same volleyball division with them because we historically have had a very strong volleyball program here. So it has nothing to do with size of the school. We have a lot of schools for competitive equity so that regardless of the size of the school, we do a lot of work as ADs through the league meetings and what have you, putting together schedules and deciding, well, hey, this team needs to move up, this one moves down. Nobody's ever 100% happy, but most everybody gets it. It's an impossible task to make everybody happy all the time. But that's why we'll travel to a school of 1,500 kids Well, because their baseball team's just not that great, or we're not that great, and so that's the fit that we try to put together. Worst thing you can do is be in a league where you know every single game you're going to get your pants beat off every single game. It's demoralizing. So that's the reason why the league is so big. But we pay dues to PCAL, we pay dues to CCS, we pay dues to CIF. We also now pay a admin fee to the referee association for each sport. So every sport, probably cumulative, the fees add up, I'd have to think close to $800-$900 per sport, just for fees, league fees. That's before refs or anything, equipment, supplies, any of that. So.
And right now we're just trying to pay the bills.
Yeah. Athletics, $25,000 to $30,000 a year, minimum. And that's minimal. You know, I could easily sustain a budget of $45,000 to $50,000. That would be kids not buying their own uniforms. Some sports, they buy their own uniforms because they prefer that they want to keep them. But I could buy heavy duty uniforms that we could use for 2, 3, 4 years at a time. But it is what it is. We've been dealing with it for years. We always seem to make it through. But anything that you can think of that may help or support wise, by all means, bring it to me, bring it to boosters if it's something that we can run through these boosters to make that happen. So the last thing, though, is we do not want any child to not participate because they cannot. We understand family situations sometimes will not allow for participation, especially when you have some families have 2, 3, 4 kids playing 2, 3 sports a year, which is great. We don't want anybody left out. We do a booster-sponsored work day. We have one scheduled on the 28th of this month. What that is, essentially, I show up. I have a list of tasks that we want to do. We'll do landscaping. We've done painting. We do paint the locker rooms. We clean the gutters, clean the gym. There's just a litany of tasks that can be completed. Boosters will contribute $5 or $10 per hour worked for that student. If the parent shows up as well, that's $100 that goes towards your athletic fees. Booster pays that. All you have to do is show up and put in a half a day's work. Most people generally feel good about it, what we get done. I am kind of a taskmaster, but I'm not for it. But it tends to go okay. And we do get a lot done. If that's an option, just check the box on there that says, hey, donate half, or hey, I'd like to work this off at a booster work day, and we'll make sure that your student's contacted and gets here for that opportunity. Anybody have any questions for me? Anything that I glossed over or you may not be clear on? Anything at all? Okay. That's well, yeah, we.
Anyone have questions?
they can chime in. So, hey, please do come to the games for your students. Your students, if you're here at the meeting, I'm expecting the kind of parents that games, they really do appreciate it. Whether they're telling, I get parents, oh, they don't want me to. Yes, they do. And you know what? They're still living in your house. They're still under your show up. Show up and be counted, and I guarantee you more often than not it's well worth the effort both on your part, and they will remember it. And I guarantee you. So
hey, and
please Angela, you can talk to me, talk to Angela, driving, participation, whatever. And again, I appreciate you guys showing up tonight. With that, I'll let you go.
Hey, Angela, thanks for doing this. This was super awesome. And just so you know, the girls varsity softball killed it tonight. And by doing this, I was able to be at the game and still make the meeting. So this is great. Thanks.
Thanks, Pam.
Yep.
All right. Have a good night, everybody. Let me know if you have questions. Don't forget about phone call night.
And if you have paperwork, just drop off here. If you have